From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. New York has banned all travel as a major snowstorm lashes the East Coast. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that residents of the Big Apple need to make safety their top priority.
It's very important that people clear the roads so sanitation can do its work and get this city back on its feet over the next day or two. Of course, we need our roads clear for our first responders.
Bus service and above-ground subways were suspended. All Broadway shows were canceled and the bridges and tunnels shut down. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo imposed a ban on all local and state roads across the city, as well as Long Island and the crossings west to New Jersey. The winter storm seriously impacted the mid-Atlantic and northeast regions Saturday afternoon. Nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketed Washington, D.C., with snow forecast to continue until the early hours of Sunday. Weather services have predicted the storm could bring snowfall to rival the biggest blizzards on record. In U.S. politics, Iowa's Des Moines Register, the largest newspaper in the state that will cast the first votes for U.S. presidential nominees, has endorsed Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Hillary Clinton. The paper's editorial board wrote of Clinton that no other candidate can match the depth or breadth of her knowledge and experience. For Republicans, the Register recommended Rubio as the candidate that could chart a new direction for the party, one that rejects what it called the current sentiments of anger, pessimism, and fear, and instead emphasizes opportunity and optimism. The Iowa caucuses, the first primary of the election season, are February 1st. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and its Gulf allies have what he called clarity on how to proceed with the initial steps toward a political solution in Syria. Kerry said Saturday there was agreement that the International Syria Support Group would meet immediately after the first round of UN-led Syria talks, which are scheduled for next week in Geneva. Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu Saturday in Istanbul. As Dorian Jones reports, Biden said that both countries have made progress on a number of issues.
The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called, topped the agenda of talks between Vice President Biden and Prime Minister Davutoğlu. The meeting comes ahead of next week's scheduled Syrian peace talks in Vienna. Biden, addressing reporters with Davutoğlu, stressed that diplomacy is not the only option for Washington in resolving the situation in Syria.
We do know that it would be better if we could reach a political solution, but we are prepared. We're prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and taking out Daesh.
Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. Dory Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for closer economic and security ties with China. Khamenei told Chinese President Xi Jinping during a meeting Saturday that Tehran was seeking to expand ties with more independent countries like China because, in his words, Iranians never trusted the West. Xi is the first head of state from a six-country bloc that negotiated the historic nuclear deal that led to the lifting of international sanctions against Tehran to meet with Khamenei. He met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani earlier in the day at the president's residence. The two leaders oversaw the signing of 17 agreements aimed at expanding diplomatic and economic cooperation. Approximately 200 refugees stormed the northern French port of Calais Saturday, with about 50 of them boarding the Spirit of Britain ferry. A spokeswoman for the ferry operator said the migrants were not able to get inside the vessel from an external deck because the staff locked all the doors. She said some of the refugees left the boat voluntarily and the rest were removed by police. The incident followed a demonstration of about 2,000 people in Calais in support of migrants. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.